Recording 56. You will hear an interview with an Australian sheep farmer called Gina Ellis, who is talking about her work and plans for the future. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
And on today's Green Magazine programme, we have Gina Ellis, an Australian sheep farmer. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you.
So, Gina, tell our listeners something about sheep farming in your country.
So, I'm from New South Wales, where over 30% of sheep farming takes place. But in fact, there are large sheep farms right across the country, and it doesn't only go on in the places where the temperatures are lower. But the number of sheep farmers is in decline, and some farmers are moving over to cattle instead.
I see. And I believe sheep farmers are experiencing problems at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. There are two. One to do with markets and the other with the environment. There's a good market for meat, but the wool industry is struggling. Although Australia still produces about 10% of the world's wool, including nearly half of the top quality merino wool, demand is falling. Consumers often prefer synthetic clothing like fleeces, which are cheaper than woolen jumpers and equally warm. But the biggest issue for all of us farmers is climate change. There are major water shortages in farming areas, so it's becoming harder to find enough for our animals.
Let's talk about the market problems a bit more. Are you looking for new uses for your wool?
I am, yes. It's been put to many different uses over the centuries. Of course, carpet manufacture still takes a high percentage of our product, as it always has. And now we're looking for other domestic uses. The most promising seems to be the idea of using it in buildings as a form of insulation. Companies developing this have found it very effective. And there's also interest in eco-clothing, you know, clothing made from all natural products and produced organically. But it's a specialised market and may turn out to be uneconomic in the end.
And why are you over here in the UK at the moment? Are you looking for solutions to your business problems?
Well, yes. I'm working in cooperation with 10 other large farms to see if we can develop an alternative energy system which will produce enough electricity to sell as well as meeting our own needs. Clearly, hydroelectricity isn't for us, given the lack of rain and the water shortage, so I've been looking into ideas for using wind power. Britain has a lot of expertise in that area, so that's why I'm here. Of course, we have potential for solar power, but I don't think we could produce enough to sell on top of our own needs.
That's interesting. What made you consider these options?
Well, if the predictions about global warming are correct, farmers in Australia will have to diversify. That is, look for other ways of earning a living. That's my reason for looking into wind power as a form of income, generating enough energy to sell some. Of course, since then I've begun to realise that being self-sufficient, producing enough energy for ourselves and not having to rely on other power sources at all, is attractive, and I'm starting to think in a greener way.
I see. And what do you feel about the advice you've been given?
It's certainly given me a lot of food for thought and taught me the advantages of a more ecologically aware approach to life and work. And now that I have the information, I've worked out that the financial investment is possible. We should be able to cut back on the number of animals we raise and still make a living, which, as you can imagine, is good news.
Great. So how would you sum up your feelings about your project?
Well, to my delight, it seems our basic plans are good, and we can carry on very optimistically without making any major alterations to them. And fortunately, the costs involved do seem to be lower than we'd feared.
Gina, we wish you luck and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now listen again.